Good evening. Tonight is the final share before our holiday break. I want to share with you a thought which I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, the name of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, some 10 years ago. And I think it's a very important thought for us to think about around Tisha B'Av. I think it's an amazing insight. I remember Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz asking that why is it that we know that Tisha B'Av is the day that, what happened on Tisha B'Av? Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Well, that's not very accurate, because what really happened was on Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash got set on fire, but it actually collapsed on the 10th. And that's why there are some, on a regular year, there is some limited halacha still on the 10th of Av. This year it's different because it's pushed off. So, right, we're not actually fasting on Tisha B'Av, we're fasting on the 10th. So, all the halachas are withdrawn on Motzei Tisha B'Av. But on a regular year, yes, there is some halachas on the 10th of Av, because that's really when the Beis HaMikdash collapsed. So the Gemara asked, why is it, if so, what's the reason why we have got on Tisha B'Av, we actually fast on Tisha B'Av? Why do we fast on Tisha B'Av and not on the 10th of Av? Why? If 10th is the day that the Beis HaMikdash collapsed. Oh, very good. So the Gemara says, very, very, very true indeed. Gemara says that Chilas de Parnus Adifa, that when it goes according to tragedies, we look at the beginning. Well, that's when it started. That's when the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire. So we go according to the beginning. Now, that's what Gemara said. But this itself deserves explanation, because okay, so it was set on fire. All right, but at the end of the day, ultimately, why do we go according to the ninth? I mean, really, the Beis HaMikdash collapsed and was destroyed and fell on the 10th. So ultimately, what is really the reason behind it? He needs a bit of further explanation, just the fact that it started. It's not enough. So he explained and he said something amazing. He said that we have to understand that there's always a cause and effect. And if the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, it's not just Cholila by coincidence, but it's the reason why. What was the reason for it? What's the reason? Because why was the Beis destroyed? That's why Pinal Chaveh is Sinas Chinam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore felt that the punishment must happen to Klal Yisrael. So it was a consequence of a cause that happened prior to that. So the fact that we have the ninth represents the cause, and the tenth is the effect. Yes, the Beis HaMikdash collapsed on the tenth, but you can't just look at it in isolation as the tenth being the day that the Beis HaMikdash collapsed. We've got to understand it was the reason and root for things. And the reason and root why it was the ninth was Chinas Chinam. There's something prior to that which preceded the Beis HaMikdash destruction. There's a reason for that. And the ninth represents, there's always something before, and there's always something happens after that. Therefore, we fast on the ninth to show that we're not just sad about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but actually what we need to think about and consider is actually what the reason and the root for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He always has to think about what his actions lead to. I think it's an important vote. Rabbi said, we're starting tonight. Hilchas Eruv Tchumim. It is a bit of a mystery. I've seen people asking why this is called the Hilchas Eruv Tchumim. It would appear to be a bit of a bit strange that it's called Eruv Tchumim over here. Not quite sure why it's called that, but really what it's talking about is the concept that Din Hanochas Eruv V'Kniyas Shvi'is Avoyot Al Tzeifim. So far, we've learned over the last few weeks the concept that every city has got its Tchum, and we calculated and we worked out how to figure out it's 2,000 Amos. Very good. We also spoke about a person's individual, how much does the person have if he ended up in a, he consciously walked somewhere out of the Tchum, he's got how much? He's got four Amos, if it's Pidas. Now, we also spoke about what happens if a person ended up there by mistake. What happens if a person is there going there for mitzvah purpose? Okay, we spoke about that. We spoke about tchumim interlinking to each other, how you actually figure out the tchum of the city. That's very good. Here we're learning now there's actually something else a person can do. And that's called making, I'm going to call it an artificial eruv, but it's actually not the real term. But I'm going to call it now an artificial eruv. Normally, a person's eruv is, a person's tchum is, where a person's tchum is normally where he is when Shabbos comes in. So if you're an edge when Shabbos comes in, your tchum is the 2,000 Amos around Edgeware. And if you are in Golden Screen when Shabbos comes in, then that's going to be the city plus its 2,000 Amos. And that's universally true. If you are in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a field, you get 2,000 Amos from where you are. Okay, that's very good. Here we're learning, you're actually able to artificially create a different Eruv, a different Chum. How do you artificially create a different Chum? How do you do that? There's a way of doing that. You can be in one place, and your Mokum Shvitz can be elsewhere. How do you do that? With jam. That's right, with jam. With jam, that's the way to do it. So you can artificially create a Chum somewhere else. And this is how you do it. Sif Aleph. Mutar le'arev eruv etchumim v'liknoi shvises b'soif etchum. It is perfectly permissible and possible, permissible and possible, to acquire a mokum shvisa, a place of etchum, in the soif etchum, at the end of your etchum. V'lochein, therefore, mi sheyotza me'ayir be'erev Shabbos. Somebody who left the city on Friday. Be'erev Shabbos on Friday. V'niach, and he placed mozoin, food, sufficient for shtei seudos, for two meals. Rochek me'o'ir, distance from the city, b'soich ha'tchum, in the city, in the tchum, v'kova shvisos l'sham, and he fixed and established the shvisa there, avo b'shechoz al'ir, although subsequently he returned to the city, v'lom b'veso, and he slept in his own house, nach shavoisoi, we will consider that place, we'll consider that place where he placed the Mozen Shtei Seudos as his Tchum. V'zehu nikarev Tchumim, and that is called Eruv Tchumim. V'yeish lo lehalech mokum eruvoi lemocha alpaim am lekol ruach, and he can, on the next day, walk 2,000 amos from where he placed the Eruv. Okay, Rabbi, so what's the halach? What's going on over here? So, in essence, what it means is that you can be... What happens if you... What we're learning now is that you can do the following. So what would be the... What's the end of the... What's the board of the Tchum in Edgeware? Yeah, should we use Elstree? Should we use that Bournemouth Elstree path up there, yeah? Should we use that? So that's the end of the... That's the end of 2,000 Amos of Edgeware. It really is. So now what you can do is you can go on Friday within those 2,000 Amos of Edgeware, 2,000 Amos, you go there, you place mozoin, food, shtei seudos, sufficient for two meals, you place it there, indeed, before Shabbos, and you go back home after that. Friday night, you are home. You sleep, at home. You wake up, at home. You daven, you eat, and then you say, okay, I'm going to go now to Elstree. You walk up there, and then your 2,000 Amos start from that place where you kept the jam, where you kept the Mozen Shtei Seudos. 2,000 Amos go, start from there. We'll talk about that. What about the bracha? We'll talk about that, because there is discussion. You do not, we'll speak about that as well. No. But that is called an Eruv Tchumim. That is called an Eruv Tchumim. Eruv Tchumim.
Why does it have to be
jam? It doesn't. We'll speak. No, but you are right. Why does the Bezin use jam? No, it's a good question. Why did he use jam? We did speak about it briefly, but we'll talk about it again. Because you've got to have enough. We'll speak about that. It's a very good idea. Why did he use jam? Yeah. Okay, so how does it work? What's the lomdus? Why does it work? How does it work? If you place some food elsewhere, why does that work? What's the lomdus? What's the magic? It's not quite the same. It's not mamash the same. No. Whilst many halachas are comparable, but the lomdus behind it is very different. You're right. Some halachas can be compared, but it's not really the same. Let's see what Mishnah Bunsif Kodan Aleph explains. Muta. Hainu. Hai. Af. Although. She'ein la'odom la'aleich b'shabbos. Although a person is not meant to walk on Shabbos. Mimokim shvisosoi. From the place where he... was when Shabbos came in. Rakal Pam, person is only meant to walk less than 2,000 Amos. Kamavu ala elbasim and shin salizan, as we learned earlier. Hitiru lo lehalech, the Chachomim were allowing to this individual, the person isn't allowed, arba alofim letzad echot, the person is able to walk 4,000 Amos into this direction, alidei through Sheminiach mozon shtei seudos by placing mozon shtei seudos. If he places a food for two meals, that will work. Besoifel paim, at the end of 2,000 amas, memokim shu'oimim ben ashmoshes, from the place where he stood on ben ashmoshes, validei zeh. Now these are the points. These are the words that would underline. These are the words that would underline. Validei zeh, and through that, chashvinon, we consider loy for him, keilu as if hoisob shvisosoy sham, as if that's his resting place. That's where he is. That's his place, really. Therefore, it's got 2,000 amas into all directions. And he can walk 2,000 amas from that place where the eruv was kept. Yeah. Now, I'd like to ask, is this a bedi'avad lechatchila? Is this something which you're not meant to do really? Or is it something which is perfectly permissible? Look at the words of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. What would you say? Is this bedi'avad or lechatchila? Look at the top of page 544. What would you say? How would you learn this? What are the words? Beyond what do you taina? Why do you say lechatchila? Oh, very good. Now leave out the brackets for a minute. If you just go for the Shulchan Aruch's words, mi sheyotza me'ir, somebody who left the city be'erev Shabbos before Shabbos, ve'niach mozon, and he placed food for two meals, he placed it there. Then it's you can do eruv techumim. So what does that sound like? That sounds like more b'dievet. You're right. So here comes the chiddush. It sounds b'dievet. Mi sheyotza, somebody who went out. That sounds b'dievet. Yeah. Mi sheyotza, somebody went and did it. You're allowed to rely on eruv techumim. But you are right, because in order to avoid this potential mistake and confusion, therefore the Ramah placed the few words at the beginning of the Seif. And the Ramah specifically, to avoid that misconception, specifically wrote, Mota la'arev eruv techumim v'liknu shvisos yosef etchum. It is permitted. As Ben Yom and Yaakov was medai correctly, it is permissible. It's not b'dievet at all. It's lechatchila. You can make an eruv techumim without hesitation and reservation. To avoid to make sure that we understand that it's lechatchila and it's not b'di'avad. Top line of Mishnah Berurah. Umishum da mechab because of lashon b'di'avad. Why would the Shulchan Aruch use past tense if it's something which is lechatchila? Normally, im yotzo sounds b'di'avad. It would normally imply b'di'avad. You're right, because I have a feeling that the Ramah is helping us to understand Shulchan Aruch the way you understand Shulchan Aruch. I don't think there's a machloek Shulchan Aruch in Ramah. I do not believe that the Sfadim holds that it's b'di'avad. It just that's the way to learn. The Ramah tells us, teaches us how to learn Shulchan Aruch precisely as you are saying, but it's just to avoid that confusion. Yeah. Okay. Now, can you do it on Shabbos? No. Why not? Yeah, you're right. It has to be done before Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Seif Katan Hey, Aval B'Shechaz Aliyah, Hainu Mi Boi Dyoim. He must be all done before Shabbos. Tidu Nisache Shom Adach Ben Hashmoshes. If he'd placed it there, After Ben Hashmoshes, and Tzirch Laniach Shemozin Klal, then it's not relevant at all. So this is all with regards to before Shabbos. Okay. What will happen, Rabbi Isai, if you put food on that path towards Elstree, and from there the 2,000 amas reach another city called? 2,000 amas from the jam. Is it Elstree? Elstree? So again, you placed an Eruv Techumim within the 2,000 amas from Edgware. We're going to call it the jam place.
Where do you put the jam though? Where?
Before.
But where?
Within 2,000 amas at the edge, the border. The edge of Edgware. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Very good. This is the Mefusha Halacha later in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mefusha Halacha. It's explicit Shulchan Aruch later. We've got to talk about this, Mitzvah Hashem. But what happens if it's this, or it's stolen, it's nicked, it's taken, it's eaten? All that will be discussed later. Now, but it's got to be within 2,000 amas. It's going to be within 2,000 amas. Now what happens if from the jam place, you got 2,000 amas, you can go 2,000 amas, right? But the 2,000 amas hit Elst Tree. And you reach the Elst Tree 2,000 amas. What's that halacha then? You can go. Can you go the entire tchum of Elst Tree? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Indeed.
Can you put a jam, another jam from that jam, another 2,000
amas? That is the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, you're spot on. This is a discussion later on in Shulchan Aruch Siman. Tough. There's a discussion later. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. In Siman. We'll discuss that later. But for now, one second. Let's explore that together now. What do you think? Would it work? We discussed a minute ago. Why should it not work? Because we discussed a minute ago. Why does it work? Why does it work? That's where you are. That's your Mokum Shvisa. If you put some food, that's where the Jew is always where the food is. That's the fact. So if you put some food on the way to Elst Tree, then that's where you're considered. That's your Mokum Shvisa when Shabbos comes in. Now answer your own question. Would you be able to do that? And then another one, 2,000 amas. Why? So where are you? Where is your place? A person can halachically only have 2,000 amas. The question is, where does the 2,000 amas start? Where is the, what's that called again? We spoke about it. Dostal, what was that called again?
Compass.
Yeah. So, and that pin, is that the pin where you?
Compass.
Okay. So, you only got 2,000 amas. The question is, where does it start?
But you've got 2,000 amas from your original place.
Yeah. So, is that your place?
That's your original
place. All right.
Then you've got where the jam is.
No. So, we are learning now. If that's where you put it on Friday, with intention, that's your Mokum Shvit, that's your Eruv, then that's where your 2,000 amas is. It's just within the tchum, it's within your 2,000 amas. It's within your 2,000 amas, which is really up the road.
So you can only do it once then?
Absolutely, that is correct. You can only do it once. Yeah. Okay, continue Shulchan Aruch. וזהו נקרא ערב תחומים, third line of page 5, 4. ויש ללכת מוקם עירוב ולמוך 2,000 אמו, לכל רוח, and you can walk 2,000 amas from that jam, 2,000 amas into all directions. Lefichach, therefore, kshemalach mokam eruvoy, when you walk from your eruv place, lemocha, the next day, alpam amah keneged ha'ir, when you walk from your jam, 2,000 amas, towards the city, einu mehalach po'ir el atzoif midosoy, v'imo yiso, you walk 2,000 amas, v'imo yiso ha'ir, muvlas po'sich midosoy, and if the 2,000 amas reach a city, as Rabbi Kagan says, techoshev ha'ir kula ka'ab amos, the entire city is considered for amas. Then it's yes, the city, as you said correctly, you can walk in the entire city of Elst Tree. Ketzat, how does that work? So if you put the eruv to chomim 1,000 amas from your house, mibeisoy from your house, sheboir, which is in the edgeware, lechol leruach mizrach to the ruach mizrach to the eastern direction, nimtzo mahalach lemocho. Comes out the next day, he can walk from the Eruv. He can walk 2,000 amas from the jam and all the 2,000 amas to all directions, also to the west. He can go from the jam 2,000 amas north, south, east, west, all directions. Elef shemina Eruv at Beisov, Elef amo Beisov b'seichair, ve'enem halach poir elu at sefer Elef. And if the Eruv, as we just discussed now, if the Eruv reaches even one, if it's just 1,990, if it's one Am less to, until you reach the city, so in other words, if from the jam to 2,000 amas, that's what he's saying, to 2,000 amas, we'll reach the city, then that city will be included in the Eruv. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. Then the entire, you get, is Muvla. Okay, this is the point. Correct. 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 Yeah. It needs to be, yeah. Yeah. So, can I, therefore, if you place the Eruv 2,000 amas mi beis soy from his house shebo'ir, hifsid es kol ha'ir, if it's the 2,000 amas will not reach the city, you've lost the entire city. And therefore, mahalach mi beis ad eruv alpaim amo, you only go to 2,000 amas. Ve'enu mahalach mi beis shebo'ir l'ruach, ma'ir v'afilu amach, so you don't have one am more than that. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so we learned this evening the halachas of an Eruv Techumim, which is not only b'diavad, but it's actually l'chatchila, you can... So once again, how does it work? What's the point? How does it work? What can you do? You can take food for two meals, and you place it within 2,000 amas before Shabbos comes in, and that will be considered Yomakom Shvisa, and therefore you can go from that place, you go 2,000 amas into all directions. Yeah, does that? If the 2,000 amas will reach a city, then the city is included in your permitted area. Okay, this is that. We'll learn more. Be'ez Hashem, I hope to record the continuation of the Ramah, which brings a different opinion. All right, okay, I wish you a very good evening. Habayisa, I wish you a very, very pleasant holiday. Those of you are going away, enjoy your break. Those of you who are staying behind, I remember that Rabbi Ram Shmulevitz once told me the name of this. He went once to the stipler, and the stipler told him, the stipler gone. The stipler asked him if he's going away for the summer holidays. And Rabbi Ram Shmulevitz, and then he's staying behind. So the stipler looked up and said, "Oh, Asher Yoshve Beisecha." Oh, the stipler said, the stipler gone. He said, "Oh, Asher Yoshve Beisecha, blessed is the one who stays at home." So that's what so those of us who are staying there, you should be kind of the broch of the stipler. Otherwise, enjoy your break, wherever you are. Refreshing break, is Hashem. And we shall be meeting each other again. I will send a text again when we're ready to resume the shiurim. Text will be sent, is Hashem. And I'd be near the hope that I'm going to be able to upload a couple of shiurim. And enjoy your break. You have tremendous hatzlocha, and you should enjoy the break. Refreshed koichs in the Hashem, we'll resume Pesach Hashem in a couple of weeks or so. Fine. Good evening. Good evening. And you should all fast very well. You should fast well. There is no mitzvah of inui. I was on some super. If you can say fast well to somebody, on foot. A lot of people say fast well. Is that an appropriate brach or not? So I think as follows. So I think that fasting well. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Can you say someone fast well? So I think that for the Minor Tanaisim, certainly, and I think for Tisha B'Av as well, I think for Yom Kippur, perhaps not, because it's a mitzvah of inui, of affliction. So maybe on I don't know, whilst the afflictions are... It'll be affected anyway, I hear. But I think for Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say anywhere, there's not inui on Tisha B'Av. Pardon? Be well of the fast. Yeah, that's right, that's good, yeah. Yeah. But I think you can wish somebody to fast well of Tisha B'Av. I think you can. And therefore, saying that you shouldn't fast well on Tisha B'Av because it's not really a happy, it's not the day of. You don't.
Doesn't mean you fast well. You enjoy. It means that you fast well enough that you're able to focus on the end of the day without being completely burdened by the. It's the focus of the
bracha. There's not element of joy and happiness. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's what I think. I think that on Yom Kippur perhaps less so, but on other days it's fine. I wish you a very good evening, Abba Yisai, and fast well.